All right. Well, first of all, I'll always be a Navy man. All right. Always be a Navy man. But just want to give a shout out and a big thanks to General Saveria and his great staff at the United States Air Force Academy for the hospitality and the week that we had there. This has been a three-leg trip for us, Denver, Colorado Springs, and Mexico City. And we've really asked a lot of the players, asked a lot of our organization, and they all delivered. We had a great, 9 days, and I think we really got better as a football team, but we met all the challenges that we needed to meet head on and tried to work through them. I thought, again, our players gave a great effort tonight. They came out and performed well early throughout the game and played really good situational football. I thought the execution there at the end of the half, when we were able to get the field goal, obviously it's a great kick by Steve, but to put ourselves in that position was very much the way we talked about it and really kind of practiced it this week. That showed up at our Friday practice in Colorado Springs. So credit to the team and really the entire organization. Again, all our support people that did such a great job planning this trip and making all the accommodations, doing all the work so that the players and the coaches could devote their time and energy to trying to beat Oakland. And that's a good Raider football team that we saw that really appreciate everything that they did. And it's good to be going home with two wins here on this trip. Yeah, well, we came a long way to win a football game, but that's what we did. We came down here, and our job was to win the game, and that's what we did. It was a great crowd tonight. There was a lot of energy. It was a great stadium, great environment, and it was exciting to play here and coach here. But our job's to prepare to win, and that's what these guys did, and that's what they did tonight. So that's what really matters. Yeah, no, Ted did a good job. In L.A., I mean, we're missing, two guys on the offensive line, but, obviously some receivers and other positions, but, those guys stepped in and played well. Ted always works hard. Nobody spends more time in the facility than he does, training and preparing, and, he had an opportunity, and I think he stepped up and, did the most with it. So that's what we needed, and that's why we have a good team, so we got a lot of guys to do that. Well, it's a long trip, and it takes a lot out of your football team. So, it's taxing. Make no mistake about that. And I give all the credit to our players and the assistant coaches and our staff for how hard they work to put, a quality performance on the field. We've done that before, but, it was tough tonight against a good football team and a tough football team. But they step up and did it. So, let's give them all the credit in the world. That was a big 3 points. But again, I think it really, put an exclamation point on the situational football that we talked about this week. And that play in particular, how field goal range would be greater in Mexico City than what it was normally is. And maybe even a little bit more than what it is in Denver. So that's the way it played out. Tom did a great job, and Josh and Tom did a great job of getting the ball to that was about the 45-yard line, 44, somewhere in there, which was more than enough for them, what Steve needed. And Steve hit a great ball, and it was obviously a very well-executed play, but that drive was well-executed, and really, really proud of the way the team handled it. Yeah, well, I don't really have any control over that. I just coach the team. I don't have anything to do with all the other stuff that you're asking about. We got in, we went to the hotel, we had our meetings last night, we came over here, played the game. I mean, that's pretty much it for us. And that's You know, we got a chance to see the city driving around a little bit, going back and forth between the airport, the hotel, and the hotel and the stadium. It's a beautiful place, but, you know, we were here on business, and we got done what we need to get done, and that's what's really important. One more time, sorry. Oh, I mean, well, yeah, that's a credit to our players. You know, players win games. They're the ones that go out there and make the blocks, the tackles, the runs, the throws, the catches, the kicks. And I think what it means is, number one, I've been doing it for a long time. And number two, I've coached a lot of great players. And so I've been very fortunate to have a great coaching staff, great assistant coaches, and great players. Had a great opportunity to direct those people, and really the credit goes to the players. They're the ones that go out and win the game. They won the game tonight, and they deserve to win because they played better, and that's the way it's been on those other 270 games or whatever it is. So I've been very fortunate to have a lot of great players. Yeah, well, every week's its own week, so we'll have to go back to work this week, get ready for Miami. You know, we have great respect for them and the division games we have coming up, plus Pittsburgh. So, we'll just take it one week at a time here. This is a big week for us to, you know, come back off this trip to get reacclimated, dealing with Thanksgiving and so forth. I mean, there are a lot of things going on this week, but we'll turn our attention to Miami as quickly as possible and try to get ready to go on them. I mean, it's just one week at a time at this point.
Coach, final question, Dylan, was Brandon Cook's big game today. What can you tell us about Brandon Cook's big game today?
You know, Brandon's been a great player for us all year. He does whatever he's asked to do. He's always ready to go. He's got great endurance, stamina, speed. But whether he's asked to block, run short routes, run deep routes, clear out, catch and run plays, He's willing to do whatever he needs to do. He works very hard to do it well and create the good timing with the quarterback and the other receivers in the passing game. Nobody works harder than Brandon. He's very unselfish. He's a great teammate, and we're very fortunate to have him on our team. It was a great kick. It was a great kick, and it was at a very timely point in the game, both from a momentum standpoint going into the half, but also, again, the execution to take the ball over with whatever it was, 28 seconds or something like that, and to be able to get 3 points with the field position that we had was, again, a real credit to our overall team. Steve certainly did his job. The offense did their job to put the ball in position for the kick, and, you know, we got good protection, a good operation from Joe Cardona and Ryan Allen, and, of course, Steve's kick. So, you know, Joe Judge, Bubba Ventrone, our special teams coaches, we worked very hard on situational plays like that, and it came up and we were able to execute it. So thank you very much. All right, appreciate it. Thank you.